This is where we have been. This is how we got here. This is who we are today.
Inside the Herd.
Zach Vrah has been red hot for the Bison. Five straight games with a touchdown, 10 touchdowns on the season. Things are going real well for you right now, Mr. Vrah.
Yeah, they're going real well. I've surrounded myself with a lot of great players, and we got an awesome offense, great defense. And basically, I'm just out there having fun every week and being around everyone, having fun at practice. Just the success is coming from having fun out there.
There's been two games where you didn't have a touchdown all season long. Game number one against K-State, and then the game at South Dakota State in which you caught it. You just didn't have a foot down. Other than that, you've been a touchdown hog, including four in the last two games. Someone forgot to tell Zach Vrah that this is a running football team.
Yeah, we've really been known to run the ball in the past couple of years. Coach Burns really gotten this wide receiver group together well, and we've built the confidence, and we've showed it to the offensive coaches that we can really throw the ball around. So as long as we keep up our performance on the practice field, hopefully we can keep chucking it around the field.
Take fans inside the helmet of Zach Vrah. Let's say you're running a little inside route. You've got a step on the D-back, and then Brock Jensen floats one up to you. Tell fans what's going through your mind, what you're thinking, what you hear, what you see as that ball makes its way towards you.
When the ball's coming toward you, you really don't want to think about if I'm going to catch it or not. That's just something you got to have confidence and know that you're going to catch it. But also at the same time, you don't want to think about scoring. It's just when I get the ball, when I see it in the air, the main thing on my mind is scoring. So I'm going to catch the ball. You try and feel where defenders are around you while the ball's up in the air, and that takes a lot of practice to do. So when that ball is out there, you just got to know that you're going to catch it and where defenders are and find the end zone.
What do you hear, or does it just go blank in your head?
It really goes blank. I can't really feel or hear any of the fans really saying anything until the touchdown actually happens or until the big play happens. So I just kind of blank it out, and really the only thing there is the ball in the air and myself.
You've been catching balls for a long time. 2009 and 2010, you were catching them at Rosemont High School in Rosemont, Minnesota, just south of the Twin Cities. Finished your career with 113 receptions, just under 2,000 yards, 25 touchdowns. Named Minnesota's Mr. Football in 2009. Whoa, Mr. Football. When did you know you were in the conversation for that award?
Probably early on in my senior year. My stats are really high, and basically, every pass they threw up to me was deep balls because Rosemont was all about the run. We had a veer offense, and we pitched it around, and every once in a while we'd get defenses on their toes, and we'd throw a little play action and deep ball, and basically that's what my entire game was. So I didn't have many catches in games in high school, but when I did, they were basically touchdowns, and then my coaches and friends kind of told me, like, oh, you got to be up there for Mr. Football Award, and then I was thinking to myself, wow, I might actually have a chance, and then I got the invitation for the ceremony, and things just went good from there.
There were names on that list that Bison fans will know. Zach Zenner, who plays down the street, and John Crockett. Fans might know that name. You beat those guys out for Mr. Football. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, Crockett actually still gives me slack to this day about it. Every once in a while, Coach Bull or someone will just throw a little joke in there and say, remind him that he was the runner-up to me for Mr. Football, and he still gets mad about that, but, I mean, the coaches voted on it, so, I mean, he's a great player, but I still like to give him some crap on it, too.
We're not done at Rosemont High School. Zach Vrah was a star for the Irish All-Conference, All-Metro, averaging 20 points in hoops, a state champion in the 110 High Hurdles, National Honor Society, academic all-star, and a member of the select choirs. Zach's got some pipes. What do you like to sing?
In high school, we did everything. A lot of our stuff was French, and I wouldn't really say opera, but it was a really bunch of everything, kind of words that I didn't know what was going on because they were in different languages. But Stephen Alba was our choir director, and he was a great guy. So I thought I didn't really want to play an instrument in high school, so choir was the best thing just to have fun with.
I've got a microphone in my hand. I could be that guy that makes you sing, but I assume you want to stay friends. So we're not going to let you sing today, okay?
Yeah, that's perfectly fine with me.
How far, so fans kind of know where Rosemont is, how far from your house to, say, the Metrodome?
It's about a 20-25 minute drive. It's south of the cities a little bit by Apple Valley, Lakeville, Farmington, so relatively close.
Was basketball or track something you could have done collegiately, you think? Or was football going to be it from the beginning?
Basketball was my first option. And then the success I had with football came junior and senior year, and then my mindset kind of changed. But I was getting a little looks for basketball here and there. But track, I mean, with the success I did have winning state, I didn't really see many offers there. But basketball was my first option and changed to football.
So is football your favorite sport to play?
It is, yes. But basketball is right there close to.
Best basketball player on the team?
Marcus or Crockett? I don't want to decide.
Not going to give himself the honors there. Football came down to North Dakota and North Dakota State, correct? What made you make the right choice there?
Actually, it would either be between this or the U of M were my top two choices. And then U of M didn't offer me a scholarship, and I just thought, well, if they don't offer me a scholarship, they don't want me on their team as much as I think. So you got to go with the team that really wants you and believes that they can help the team out.
Good decision.
Great decision.
This is the Bison Tailgate Show. We're Inside the Herd with Bison Junior Zach Vraw. What up, Vraw? Inside the Herd brought to you by Stop and Go, home of the best buns in town. Hanging out with number 82 in front of North Dakota State and Youngstown State. Speaking of 82, it's a number you've worn for quite a while, wore it in high school as well. Any significance to the 8 and the 2?
Honestly, no. I actually wore 81 when I was in middle school, and when I got to high school, I think something was wrong with the 81 jersey. There was a rip in it or something, so I just went to 82, and ever since then, that's been the go-to number.
Your quarterback, Brock Jensen, is playing well. It looks pretty easy right now. He throws it, you catch it. I know it's not quite that easy, but you guys have certainly developed a nice relationship on the field.
Yeah, definitely. He's a year older than me, so my entire time here at NDSU, he's been here to kind of teach me and lead me through everything, and really going through those 7-on-7 workouts in the summer, we've really developed a relationship that's worked out good for us.
Brock needs just two wins to become the all-time FCS winningest quarterback at that level. Unbelievable. He's got a chance to get the record and tie it this week. That's pretty cool stuff.
Oh, yeah, especially a guy of that stature. You know, he's a great guy. He's one of my best friends on the team. And to see him, if he could capture that record, that would mean a lot to him and a lot of his friends and family around here.
As a team, you've got a chance to win the Missouri Valley Conference outright this week against Youngstown State. I know that's the number one goal. What do you know about the Penguin defense?
They're a great defense. They're going to come out and give us their hardest. 2 years ago, they ended up beating us, so they're going to come out with the mindset that they know what it takes. And you know, they're a great team, and we just got to come out and prepare this week ready to go and give them their best.
Take us inside the locker room a little bit. This is a tight group. You've lost Grant Olson, of course, one of the biggest leaders on this team with a knee injury. But that Bison locker room is really tight, isn't it?
Yeah, we're really close with everyone there. We like to have a lot of fun, and everybody's good friends with each other. So we have fun inside the locker room, outside the locker room, and everybody's great friends with one another.
Inside the locker room, you've got a whiteboard that you guys have been playing with recently. Tell me about the whiteboard, what goes up on it, and I think it's just one of those signs of how close this team is, but talk about that whiteboard.
Yeah, on each side of the locker room, there's one whiteboard, and on our side by mostly the receivers, the D-line, offensive line, we get a little trivia or survey going up on there, and it'll range from questions about whose sister's the hottest, who's the biggest on the team, who's the dumbest, who's going to gain the most weight when they're done with college and everything. So I won't say any of the names that are up there of the guys, but, you know, we get something up there fun going every week. And before guys go into the shower, they'll be strapped up in their towels and they'll vote. And we have a lot of fun with that.
Let's be clear. Your name hasn't surfaced yet, right?
It hasn't. And if your name's up there, it's usually not a good thing. So I hope to not see mine up there either.
And that's how fun it is inside the Bison locker room. Before we go, let's play a little name association. I will say a name. You give me the first couple of words that pop into your mind. Let's start with the quarterback, Brock Jensen.
A leader.
How about Ryan Smith?
Fast.
Even faster, maybe John Crockett.
Explosive.
And how about Billy Turner?
A beast.
Nice job, Zach. Good luck this week.
Thanks for having me.